Very happy to have in studio right now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, how are you?
I'm really well.
I was going to say, you've been smiling ear to ear now ever since this draft wrapped up. So about a week ago today, that Myles Garrett, Jabril Peppers, and David Njoku became members of the Cleveland Browns. What are your overall takeaways? How are you feeling about the talent added to this roster?
Very excited about the men that we were able to put on our roster. With the guys that are here now, looking forward to really having this team come together and play some really good football.
Myles Garrett was a guy that I know you've liked for a long time. Really, pretty much the whole football world has liked this guy. What makes him so special?
Well, he's very talented. You know, he's a big man. He's extremely aggressive. He has great initial quickness. He knows how to rush the passer. He has a lot of different moves. He can play in a lot of different places, so he has great versatility. Again, we thought he was the best rusher in the draft, and we were able to get him on our team.
I'm going to save the defensive coaches when we finally get Greg Williams. So I'm going to skip over Jabril and jump right to David Njoku. And what type of player is he, and what type of piece will he be for you in this offense?
Again, another young, talented player who has a tremendous upside, can run, catch. He's a big guy, can play inline tight end. We can move him all around the field because he has that kind of versatility. So we're excited about adding those kind of pieces to our existing team because it gives us a chance to be a little bit more dynamic on offense.
One of the things Matt said coming out of this draft, and we've heard kind of from national media members as well, is that this draft was almost the perfect marriage of getting coaches players, because coaches want players so they can win, and then also acquiring picks. Did you ever think it was even possible that you'd walk away last Thursday night with three players that you coveted and a first-round pick in 2018, all in one day?
Well, again, you never know how it's going to unfold, but I know our executive team led by Sashi, they do a great job of planning all kind of different scenarios and really trying to make sure that we hit them right. And, again, I give a lot of credit to them. They did a great job of putting us in position not only to draft really good players, but also to stay ready and available to improve ourselves through the future.
One thing I wanted to add about Njoku was that must be nice, as you've spent a lot of time obviously in the AFC North, but apparently the rumors are the Steelers really wanted him, and you guys jumped in front, so not only did you get a player you wanted, but you maybe did a disservice to the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's got to be nice.
Thank gosh, about time. we need to keep on doing that. But no, again, we had a really good night. It was a good night, a good draft for the Browns and for our organization, and again, this is just the start of it, you know, and we feel really good about where we're headed and what we're doing. Like you mentioned, we have some very talented players that we added to go along with the guys on our team, and we're just looking forward to getting to work.
So the Cleveland Browns in round two take a quarterback, and mm-hmm. I know that there's been, you know, tons of speculation about the Browns being attached to a certain quarterback, but we get a great player from a storied program in Notre Dame and DeShone Kizer. Walk us through what Hugh Jackson loves about what DeShone Kizer does and what he needs to do to be able to play in the NFL.
Well, obviously, he has the characteristics that we as an organization covet. He's a big man. He has the AFC North stature that I love. He has a big arm. He's very intelligent. He's played in a real big-time football program. I think he understands the demands of playing a position. I think he understands the demands of being a quarterback in the face of a franchise. I think right now there's some work to be done. You know, we got to coach him from the ground up. We understand that. But we're working with a guy that's very talented. You know, this is a guy who has a skill set that's going to allow us to push and prod and get him to where he needs to be. We're not going to force it. I don't think we're in a rush to stick him out there. But at the same time, I'm not going to stop him from being out there if he demonstrates those skill sets very quickly.
Who does he remind you of, either someone that you've coached or someone in the league now?
I don't know that I've coached a guy with this kind of skill set, but, you know, he's a big, powerful man. So I know he's going to get compared to another guy on another team in our division. I'm not
sure.
Going to talk about
uh-huh.
that guy
yeah,
because he's that big, you know, and he has that kind of arm, and he is very mobile. He has mobility. So, again, I don't like to compare players, and I know people will, but he's got to come in and do what he can do and be the best version of him, and that's what we're going to allow him to do.
How do you kind of envision this quarterback plan unfolding this year? Because there isn't a typical, like, we're going to pencil this guy in as a starter. Cody's entering his second year after uh-huh. a rookie season when he was a third-round pick. Brock is new to the mix, and obviously you drafted Kizer. Is this going to be kind of an open competition, give all three equal reps and see who emerges? How do you kind of envision this playing out?
I think you said it best. I think I have to allow these guys to compete. You know, what I've seen thus far from the guys that are here, they came back prepared and ready to play. I can honestly say that the group is ahead of where I thought they would be. You know, Cody's done a great job. Kevin Hogan has too. And Brock has walked in the building, and he's done an outstanding job. I think all three of those guys are doing exactly what I thought they would do, and even more so. And now we're going to have a chance to add Deshaun into this as well. So I'm excited about the room. We still have a ways to go. You know, we're not close to playing a football game, but I know without question that we're further along than where we were a year ago.
Which is a good thing. Cody Kessler, you know, it looked to me at his press conference, he did it with his sleeves off. He looks bigger. He looks stronger to me.
He is.
How has he looked throwing the football?
Oh, no,
he's
stronger. I mean, you just said it. The ball is stronger. He looks more compact and stronger in the pocket when he's throwing the ball. And, again, we've just been in drills and those type of things.
Sure.
But I can tell that he has really worked extremely hard this offseason.
After this draft and the way the roster sits on paper right now, is there a specific position group, maybe even outside a quarterback, which you'll work with very closely, that you're just very excited about and how things will just figure itself out come training camp?
Well, I'm excited about them all, to be honest with you. You know, obviously, when you add this kind of talent to your team, you want to watch those guys play,
yeah.
You know, and you want to see how they're going to infuse with their teammates. And so I think right now, you know, you look at the defensive end position with Myles Garrett, and you imagine what we could line up with over there as we move into the future, you know, and you're thinking about Joku, as you mentioned, another tight end, another talented piece. Again, I just think Jabril Peppers, what he brings to our football team, not at the safety position and the other various things he can do in special teams. And, boy, if we can carve out a role for him on offense, I do. I honestly believe that we can. So I'm excited about all the players, you know, that we're bringing into our organization, because I think we brought them in because they fit our profile, our identity, and exactly what we're trying to build. So that's exciting to me.
And how easy was it in a full year of work, both with you and with Sashi being on the same page, the collaborative effort, to have a very clear picture of exactly what that is, whereas you and Sashi being promoted,
mm-hmm.
you being hired, it's kind of like we got to do as much as we can on the run to get prepped for that first draft.
You said it. I mean, I think a year ago it was a race. You know, it was a race against time. I think this time the race was, it seemed a lot calmer. I think there were more and better discussions had about exactly what we were looking for and what we wanted. And again, Sashi, like I said, he's done a great job of making sure that we cross all the T's and dot all the I's and make sure these are the guys that we want to put on our football team that fit our identity and what we want to become. And I think that's where it all starts. You know, you got to kind of know what you want to be. You got to talk about it. Then you got to go try to make it happen. And he's done a great job of that.
So David Njoku drafted in the first round. You bring back Seth DeValve. We know Gary Barnidge, no longer a member of the Cleveland Browns. DeValve looks monstrous to me. I mean, that guy looks big. Mm-hmm. How has he looked in his development? Because you could see, you know, a lot of two tight end sets now that are going to be tough to match up for because they can both block both pass catchers as well.
You said it. And, again, I got to give a shout-out to our strength and conditioning staff because they have done an outstanding job. Our team looks different. We look bigger. We look stronger. And we have, you know, obviously infused our team with bigger and stronger athletes.
Sure.
So, you know, that's outstanding. But back to Seth, I mean, you just said it. Here he is, a young player that's heading into his second year who's 260-plus pounds, who can run and catch. And then you combine him with another young player who we're putting on our football team who can run and catch. That gives us an opportunity to do a little bit more on offense and be more dynamic.
The other part of the pass catchers, those rookie wide receivers. And
mm-hmm.
oftentimes for rookies, they do make a bigger jump after their first season. They get acclimated to the speed, acclimated to the playbooks. What have you seen from Ricardo, Corey, Rashad, and Jordan as they come back here in year two early on?
They're different, you know, and it starts with Corey. Corey's walked in the building and has taken a leadership role amongst that group, and that's exciting for me to see. I have challenged him that he needs to make the next jump. You know, obviously Terrell's not here anymore, so Corey's got to go fill that void, and that's why we drafted him, and we think he can. He's had a tremendous offseason. I think it's always different for a player, you know, the second year, because they know what to expect. They know what's coming. They know the demands of being in the National Football League. And each one of those players you just mentioned, I think that's the biggest jump that they've made thus far.
You talk about the second year, and this is your first time getting to go through another year
mm-hmm.
with your football program as a head coach in the NFL. How different is it for you? What do you see? Because before you're trying to implement your message, now they know who you are, at least the
mm-hmm.
majority of the guys here. What's different from your standpoint looking at everything in your second season?
I think the beautiful part for me is I don't have to carry the message the players are. You know, I think the culture is so strong in our locker room that there's a way we do things and what the expectation is, and I don't have to talk about that anymore. The players do it. And I think that's when you know you're on your way. And that's what it's going to be like when the new guys walk in the building. It won't be me having to talk about it. I think these guys have committed to a standard that they truly believe in, that they believe that's going to give us a chance to get this turned around, and that the people that become a part of it have to meet up. They have to meet that standard or else they can't be in that locker room, and that's exciting.
Coach, something else that's different is a new defensive coordinator, and Greg Williams was brought in earlier in the year. Just talk about, first of all, how the players have responded to Greg, and then secondly, after getting up on the whiteboard and seeing the scheme that Greg can depict, what it's going to look like on the football field.
He is probably the biggest recruit I've had thus far. He's done a tremendous job. I think the players have all gravitated to his style, truly believe in what he's selling, and he's one of the greatest salesmen I've ever been around. He is really detail-oriented. He has expectations for our players. He's going to push and prod them. They've done a great job. I've never witnessed a group transform as fast because he spent 2 weeks not talking about scheme. He spent 2 weeks talking about how you play in the National Football League. And I think our players understand that there's a demand of how we play that's going to be different. And it's all I think we all want. I think the whole organization, our fan base, everybody, we want to see the Browns be different than what they've ever been. Well, I can assure you this, on defense we will be different, and we'll be different on offense and special teams too, but he's done a great job with that group thus far.
I imagine practices will be a little bit different because he doesn't seem like a guy who's going to be very quiet out there.
Well, these OTA practices, this phase two has been a little different already, so we'll keep it that way, and that's what we want. You know, our guys like to compete. We as coaches like to compete. We do it all in fun. But it is very chippy, very competitive, and I think it makes practice go a little better. I think it eggs on competition a little bit more, and that's what you need.
What excites you the most about this season?
The players that we have on our football team, the players and the commitment that they've made to be better, that we don't, you know, we want to do this better than we've ever have. I think, again, I don't want to talk about the past because it's the past, but I see a real good future here and what our guys are becoming and what they're building. They're working at it each and every day. When I look into our younger players' eyes from last year to this year, there's a different feel. There's a different gleam. There's a different belief system. I think they know without question that they can do something special here. And then I think when you see the incoming draft class coupled with these guys, I think to a man, they feel like the corner is starting to turn. Now, we got to go do it. We all understand that. There's a lot of work to do. But it all starts with a belief first. And I think within the building, I think within our locker room, I think nobody else maybe, and that's okay. I think there's a belief that this is going to be different.
Coach, I want to leave you with one final thing. I don't know if you know this, but on the first night of the draft, there was a draft party held for Browns fans in the Muni lot. Uh-huh. And they got over 10,000 people to come out and be a part of this because of just how passionate they are about this city. And they love you. They love what's going on here. What's one thing, if you could say anything to the fans right now, what would you want to tell them?
I would tell our fans first, thank you. Thank you for supporting us and being there for us. And we understand we have to do our part and that there's not another group across the world, in my opinion, that is working as hard as this group is right here to bring them something special. What that is, we don't know exactly what it is right now, but we ask them to hold on because this is going to be a fun ride this year. I promise you that.